welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
I love how this song is on that I got is called Guilty Pleasures.
It's called Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah. Because it's like a compilation CD. It's not the Hanson CD.
Okay.
So it's like this song is a guilty pleasure.
Yes. And if there's one thing we are all about, it's guilty pleasures.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah.
But it's possible. I can understand why somebody would think that you might feel a little bit guilty enjoying this song.
Well, like, because it's not supposed to be a cool song.
Exactly.
But it's definitely a good song.
It is a good song, for sure.
Fun. It's like your little SMAP song that I don't like. That's a guilty pleasure, too.
SMAP?
世界に一つだけの花.
Yeah,
I don't like that song.
That's a great song.
It's a guilty pleasure, I think. It's not a cool song. It's not a cool song at all. It's a kid's song. It's a song for, like, preschoolers. Everybody just has their own flower.
Well, everybody is their own flower.
I know, that's a song for preschoolers.
But it had a cool little rocky sort of beat background thing going on.
No.
It's a good song.
It's just like mbop. It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure, yes. But that's the way most pop is, actually. It's pretty, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It is pop. But the thing is, I think SMAP has a lot of good songs that are not as corny as that.
Huh. But that's a problem with corny. Corny is not so bad as long as you don't have it stuffed down your throat for, you know, 3 or 4 months, 5 times a day. Then any great music is going to become really boring, yes?
Okay, but you listened to that song at least that much if you're working in any mahjong parlor when
it was
popular.
But I was not, yes, exactly. That's the thing. I was not working in a mahjong parlor when that song was popular. So I did not get as sick of that song as I have done a lot of other probably pretty good music. But I just got overplayed, and how can you stand it anymore?
I see. Another song on here that I think is not, it's not even a guilty pleasure. Maybe because it's the radio version. Push It by Salt-N-Pepa.
Oh, that's a great song.
That doesn't even, you don't have to feel guilty about liking that song.
You're just being
human. You can be
proud,
yeah.
It's just like a natural human reaction to like that.
How could you not like, most Salt-N-Pepa songs, I think, are pretty much non-likeable. There's no choice but to like them.
Yeah, it's kind of
like, let's talk about sex. How could you not like that song? It's a she thing. It ain't nothing but a she thing, and it's all in me. I can be anything that I wanna be. Don't consider me a minority. Ladies, help me out if you agree. You can bring home the bacon fried in the pan. Never let me forget that you're a man, cause I'm
holy
a W-O-M-A-N. That's what I am, doing what I can.
By the way, that seems to have been just from memory.
Yeah, that's all I remember. We listened to a lot in high school. It was like our warm-up song.
That's pretty... You totally nailed it.
We used it for our warm-up song for gymnastics, because it's like all-girls team, so it was a good song. It's a she thing.
Very nice. Well, speaking of mahjong, have you played any mahjong this week?
I played exactly half as much mahjong as I was supposed to play this week.
yes, that's a bit of a problem, huh?
Well, I just decided to be like you, apparently.
Well, you didn't quite do it in the same way that I did.
No, I did it in a very different way.
So you missed one day that you should have not missed.
Yeah, I didn't have it in my calendar for Women's League.
Which is a pisser, because now that means you will be moving down to the C League, huh?
Yeah.
Is there any possibility of, like, being saved by people quitting or something?
Nope.
That doesn't happen there?
Nope.
No. What a pisser.
Well, yep. It sucks.
So where else did you play? Where else did you actually play, I mean?
So then I went to Saikyosen the next day.
How was that?
It started out really good.
Uh-huh.
I actually won the game. And I won it big. I mean, there were 50 point positive. So I got like 45,000 points, I think. And that's plus 65.
Wow, very nice.
And the border was only like 90 or something, so I could have made it into the finals if I just was pretty much stayed positive the rest of the day. Which I would manage to do the second game, and almost managed to the third game until the very last hand, which ran out because of time. We didn't play the full game. And after, I was the last dealer, and the dealer before me continued four times. He just kept drawing his winner.
Ouch.
So it's his fifth deal, which is Yonghong Ba, the fourth continuance. And then I finally got to Tenpai, and I discarded a north tile, which was not Shonpai. It was not the first north tile out, but the player across from me was waiting for it. And he had three Dora in his hand, like hidden in his hand, so. I mean, I knew the player, so I knew that he had to have Mangan. But, I mean, he only had four tiles.
Or?
No, he had pawned Chun.
Oh.
And Chi'd something else.
Huh.
But I knew he had, like, at least two or three Dora in his hand, just because I knew the player. And he was in last place. And so he was trying to move up a place.
Right.
Because the Uma, so the placing bonus is really big in this tournament. So I knew he had to be trying to move up a place. And we knew it was the last hand. So I knew he wasn't going to win just like 1,000 and stay in fourth place. There's no way he would have done that. So I knew he had a big hand, but I was ready to.
So you were aiming for first place?
No, I was aiming for second place. I was trying to end the game positive.
Okay.
So you had dropped down.
You seemed like you were going to be positive, and then in that group of continuances, you dropped down to third place. You were trying to move back up to second place.
No, I was still in second place, so I was trying to not. I was trying to make it so nobody drew their winner.
How late in the hand was it?
Probably the 12th discard or so.
So were you thinking that it was it might be possible to save second place by just giving? Could you still have saved seventh place by giving up the hand?
If he didn't win, I would have.
If he didn't win,
won, I would have gone down to third place.
Okay, so the scores were close enough that
he had about 10,000 and I had about 19 or 20,000.
So you were in second place with 19,000.
Yeah.
Wow. So whoever, dealer that moved up to first.
The dealer had like 50,000.
Oh, so he won a couple big hands to really.
Yeah, as dealer, so it was really. I mean, I could have tried to fold, but there's a good chance that I would have moved down anyway.
Right.
I might not move down to last place. I might have moved down. I probably would have moved down to third place instead of last place. So I guess it would have been better to fold, but. I mean, he was waiting for the last two Norths, too.
Was it one of those situations where the placing bonus is kind of screwed up in that, for example, like a lot of times it'll be like 1-2, which means that there's a 10,000-point difference between first and second place, but actually a 20,000-point difference between second and third place?
No, it was 1-3.
It was 1-3. Oh, okay, so it was.
But you started with 25,000, so there's the oka, which means like an ante.
Right.
So the dealer actually, or the first place player actually gets an extra 20,000 on top of that. Or an extra 15,000, I guess, if you want to count it that way.
Interesting. So that's the way Saikyo-sen works, huh?
Saikyo-sen, I think.
Saikyo-sen,
yeah.
Okay. I always forget which one is which, but where the extra E goes. So do you know, and did anybody from Renmei continue on and make it to the next day?
I know that Kawaii made it.
Oh, really?
That's all I saw on Twitter.
Huh. Yeah, you know, he's doing well for himself lately. I think he just moved up to B1, perhaps?
Oh, yeah?
He's moved up somewhere pretty significant. Along with basically everybody in the whole world, apparently, because everybody that we started with, or have just that we know a little bit, they've really, really. The higher leagues are all full of pretty, our contemporaries.
Except for us.
Except for us, we have managed to stay pretty low.
Yeah.
Like Wanchan, and you were just speaking with Adoration, Love and Adoration for Small River. And what else? Kami Murda, our old boss.
Yeah.
He's way up there. Things are looking pretty impressive for a lot of people besides us. Yes, anyway.
Bullshit.
Very nice, very nice.
So this is not a guilty pleasure. How could you not like this song?
Especially because, like, the cutest girls in my high school did this for their air band competition.
Nice.
Oh, wow. You guys nailed that one. Salt and Pepper.
They're so good. Okay, I guess we can talk about Mahjong.
Yeah, a little Mahjong here and there. You know, just to spice up the push it conversation. Let's see. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not sure you actually need salt and pepper in this song, though. The song is just so good. Okay, sorry.
Nailed it.
Did you have more Mahjong to talk about?
That's the thing about me. So I did a little bit of what you did by totally waking up too late, except that I didn't even wake up too late. I just didn't realize what time it started, so then I gave up. And I did not make it to Saikyo-sen, which was really my whole plan. So yeah, I have not played any Mahjong except for Fight Club. For like the last couple weeks, I'm a little bit despondent about that.
We talked about League already.
Yes, we did talk about League.
Oh yeah, last
so,
week.
I don't know.
It's just when we're regular and we actually talk about things when they happen.
Something. So random dude that I get called out to drink with sometimes, and has expressed an interest in. Buying some Mahjong parlor that he goes to sometimes and then having us run it for him. And I wonder, you know, I mean, so first of all, he's just one of these people that seems to have a lot more money than probably people should have. And he likes to play Mahjong. So when he was playing Mahjong the other day, so this is not us, we can talk about this because it's not us. He was playing Mahjong for, he was playing, I don't know, Gopin.
Oh my god.
So that means 500 yen per 1,000 points.
Yeah.
Which
so
means
if you lose, it's going to be like 25,000 yen or so.
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
If you depending on the
not at least that's if you get to zero.
Right, but plus the placing bonus.
Yeah. No. That includes the placing bonus. 30,000 plus 20,000 for the placing bonus. Okay, 26, so 30,000.
30,000, yeah.
If it was 1-2, it'd be 25,000.
Yeah, who knows what kind of crazy ass...
Probably if it's goal, if it's 5, then it's probably not 1-2, but...
It's probably 1-3 at least.
But it could be 1-2.
So anyway, that's...
Possible. Maybe they're like, we're playing such a high rate, let's not have a big...
That's possible too, yes. So anyway, that's what he was playing on Tuesday. And so I wonder, you know, if he wants us to have a parlor, what rate he wants that parlor to work.
Well, we can't make it a rate.
Right, obviously, because we, well, first of all, because gambling is not legal in this country, so it wouldn't, whatever was going on there, it couldn't be called gambling, no matter how much money might change hands. But
in theory.
In theory, yes. If people were to play for money at this place. Just wondering, like, what rate do you think, theoretically, one could possibly make a parlor?
Probably 100 yen.
100 yen. That seems to be sort of standard. And I think it would probably be, east-south games, not just east only.
Yes.
Cause
east only, you probably would get in big trouble from... Lots of people.
Yes. Which, it's interesting that East Only seems to be so popular these days just because I guess it's, You know, it's going to be faster. It's much it's an easier game to play because there's less time for you to wait around and try to win hands that you could wait around for. So instead, you just get to go for it all the time. And for a player that really doesn't play defense very well, I guess it's great for you. And
that's
it's weird.
Really fun.
You do like playing East only games?
Yeah, I like playing 3-player Osaka games, which are also really quick.
It's funny though because I like playing I like playing 3-player games, and my record on Fight Club for 3-player games and my record for East South games is very, very good.
Mm.
And I think of myself as the kind of player who really, if I do actually have any ability to play defense, I really don't seem to use it. So I generally tend to think of myself as somebody who does not play defense. And yet, it seems like that would be perfectly tailored to East only games.
Mm.
And yet my Fight Club record on East only games is dismal. it's the only place where I am at all minus.
Must be nice.
It's I don't know. I just find it absolutely shocking that I cannot win at all in four person East only games.
I think that's the only place I do win. I used to win in 3-player, but not anymore. Ever since I don't know, last month or 2 months ago.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lost on what to do in East-only games. I try to attack, and it doesn't seem to work out. And then I try to play a little bit of defense, and that doesn't work, obviously, because we're just going for it the whole time. And it seems like, I don't know if this is something that's peculiar to Fight Club, or if it's something that happens in most East-only games. But it just seems like somehow people always... You know, when I'm going for an expensive hand, people always win with cheap hands. And then when I decide, okay, fine, if I'm going to try to beat these people, I have to just win some cheap hands before anybody else can win something big. And then whenever I do that, I end up throwing to somebody's monster. And it's just like, wow, do these people somehow really know? Are they totally reading as they appear to be going for it all the time? Do they totally... all right, I'm going to keep going for it, but I'm not going to throw this tile because that's his winning tile. Are they really that good at reading where, people are waiting? Or just me? I mean, am I that readable? That legible?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Probably we're just that readable. Or they're that good. Or they only get lucky when playing against us, and we are just unlucky about everyone. Except for that, you win a lot, so you can't use that.
Well, but I don't seem to win with East-only games. But it's interesting also that it doesn't seem to happen as much in Mahjong parlors where they're playing East-only, which I wonder if it's also because they're usually playing with red fives that increase the value of just winning a hand. Especially in places, because with red fives, a lot of those places will still award a chip prize, even if you cheat or pawned tiles.
Mm.
And so then, if you get a couple red fives in your hand, that could be worth 3,000 yen. If you draw your own winner.
Not when we're playing, if someone else is playing, could be.
And some parlors, actually, chips are even 1,000 yen each, so that right off the bat, you could just be winning 6,000 yen in one hand.
Wow.
Just because you win the hand.
Jeez!
And it's really crazy, because sometimes this will happen, and on the last hand, somebody will have... So that's two red fives. A lot of these places will also have a golden five in the deck, which is a double chip.
It.
So that's one chip. That's one tile that's going to be worth 2,000 yen. If you have that tile in your hand and you draw, that's 6,000 yen just for winning with that one tile. And sometimes that's basically what you end up losing in the game, and you can just basically win back. if you're in fourth place, but you manage to win a hand where you win 6,000 yen in the hand, you've paid for your loss. Blam. So that really does change the game up a lot.
Yeah.
The fact that you have these chips in there that are worth lots of immediate cash. If that sort of thing were illegal in Japan.
Right.
So you've got some games coming up soon this weekend, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing at Parlors as a guest this weekend. I'm going to be nice. In Yokosuka on Saturday. I don't know if this will be up by then or not, but from 4 to 10. And then on Sunday, I think it's 3 to 9 in Tamachi in Tokyo.
Very
so
nice.
Come join, and maybe Garth will show up.
I will. I think I'm going to be there on Sunday.
Awesome.
I hope to be, if I can afford it.
Even just one game would be really helpful.
Yeah, one game. At least one game.
I need 5 people to come.
Oh, right. I'll try to bring Takshi along, too, because he likes to play Mahjong.
Yay.
So you've got some cool events coming up. Of course, we have our little Osaka tour coming up next month.
Yes, from the 7th we'll be in Osaka.
In between that, I will be randomly appearing in America, but not in any Mahjong parlors.
From the 7th to the 12th we'll be in Osaka. Right now we have guest jobs on the 7th, 11th, and 12th, and a live show on the 8th. So 9th and 10th we have yet to schedule, but we're waiting for an answer on something, and when that comes in, after that we'll probably arrange at least a poker tournament.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
On one of the days. It might not be profitable for us, but maybe we can have some fun.
Fun, yes. It's always good to have fun.
Yes.
And we're generally pretty good at having fun.
Yeah, pretty good at it.
Especially when we're playing the games that we like playing.
Yes.
You played a little poker after Mahjong on Sunday, yes?
I did, yes, and that was fun. I went to Akiba Guild, which is the poker place, I guess, in Tokyo.
The poker place in Tokyo.
It's the biggest, yeah.
What kind of games do they have going on there? Like, so you've got, they've got like a Hold'em tournament going on when you go in?
Yeah, usually it's Hold'em. Sometimes they do Omaha.
Oh, really?
And other games, but then it's just a maid casino, so it's maids dealing, and then they have roulette and blackjack and stuff too, and baccarat.
So then,
keep going.
If you were to win this tournament, like the tournament that they were playing, what could you get? You'd get like points.
Yeah, you get points, and then they have like events where you can win and go win trips to Macau and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
That does sound pretty good. It's been a while since I've been to Macau. I would like to get there again.
Maybe you should work.
Yeah. But then, if you're working, then how do you have the time to go to Macau?
You take a vacation.
I'm taking a vacation. my whole life right now.
Okay. Well, you need to find a balance.
Yeah. But I really don't understand this balance thing.
Maybe you just need to shoop a doop.
Really? Is there money in that? Shoop a doop?
If you're Salt and Peppa, there's money in it. You just sell lots of records.
Mm,
you could write the music for my rap. And we could sell the rap on iTunes.
No, I'm not that.
With some beats?
When I was a musician. Oh, I might be able to come up with beats. Because I just discovered. You know what I just discovered? Because I did a narration thing. They needed me to record stuff at home for Apple stuff has some pretty good mixing stuff. Just
yeah, GarageBand is usually just already on it. So if you could come up with some beats, we could sell the song on iTunes.
Beats.
I could give you like a few percents.
Percents. Wow. Even once you get percents, you are.
That means at least 2, Garth.
Yeah.
You guys would all buy our song on iTunes, right? It's going to be a Mahjong rap.
Seriously, 2% of $1 billion? That's a lot.
It is.
I would totally take 2% of $1 billion.
We could sell a billion.
Even, you know what? Even if you sold a billion at like 1 cent, I would still take that. Because that would be 2% of 100 million. Or no, of $10 million. I would actually still take 2% of $10 million.
$200,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am that much of a giver.
I bet if we sold it 1 cent, we could make like a Guinness Book World Record of downloaded songs. Because everybody would buy a 1 cent song.
Yeah. Be like, I should probably just get that. Why wouldn't you get that?
It's only a cent. I bet we can make it 10 cents and they'd still do it. 10 cents is probably the limit. Once you get to 20 cents, 25 cents, that's a whole quarter.
Yeah. People wouldn't want to waste a whole quarter. But a dime? Because seriously, dimes, they're so flimsy.
They're the smallest ones.
Yeah. It's not even as big as a penny.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're practically making money.
Yeah.
By giving us a dime. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops. Oops again. Well then. That's our Mahjong lives for right now. Not very much. Well, you had a little bit of Mahjong. I had almost nothing.
Yeah, I did good in the first game and bad in the third game and horrible in the fourth game.
Oh, notable thing that happened for me for Mahjong, even if it was on Fight Club, I did win Chi Ho for the first time in my life.
Yeah, that was exciting. I'm jealous. I still haven't won Chi Ho.
It was Chi Toits too.
You know, I bet I won Chi Ho. I would have won Chi Ho if I knew what I was doing. The first time I ever went to Mahjong Parlor to play with people I didn't know, I had one friend there, and we had the same table. But my dealt hand, my high buy word, was ready. It was Tenpai. I didn't realize that, so I didn't even...
So you cheated or pawned or something? You reached or...
No, 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 it was Chi Toitsu, so seven pairs. And I didn't reach because I hadn't got my tiles together yet. And I think I still discarded the tile that made me Tenpai, but I was like, oh my god! Because I was trying to hurry because I was really nervous and I wasn't very fast at arranging my tiles at the time.
Right, right, right.
That's why.
It's easy on Fight Club because they get all arranged for you.
Yeah.
Although now they don't teach us, the pros, or they don't show us what we're waiting for.
Yeah.
Because I guess we're supposed... Is that something that all the players have lost now, or is that
I think it's just us.
Just us? That was an unfair advantage for us?
Or
we're being
so.
Too lazy?
I already have an unfair unadvantage.
Unadvantage. Yes.
Disadvantage. You guys all know what I mean. You know what the prefix un means.
Yes. It's like dis, except different.
It's not that different.
No. No, no. It's mine.
It even almost has the same number of letters.
Dis.
Dis and un. They almost have the same number of letters.
And, like, most of them are the same, too.
They're pretty close to each other, like, in the alphabet.
I know, because there are 26 letters.
Well, the U is pretty close to the S, and the N is not that far away from the I.
It's right in between the S and the I.
And the D.
Well, yes, and the D, yes.
Well, maybe I'm spelling my dis with a Y. Y.
Yes. That would be dyslexic, perhaps?
That's sometimes why.
Sometimes why. Sometimes why is... I don't think it just means that sometimes you can stick it in any spelling.
Well, that's
I didn't realize that rule... That's you learn something every day. Like that's what that rule meant. I did not know that.
Dysfunction.
Dysfunction.
See, that's sometimes why.
That's me.
I just gave you a proof, okay?
Yes, it's by definition. Nailed it.
Yes. I just proved you. You only have to prove something wrong to prove that you're right in this kind of situation. It's like a math equation.
Yes. It's like proof by contrary.
Yes.
When it's contrary.
See? Sometimes why. Everybody remember.
Forget
some
how that works.
Sometimes why.
There's a word for that. But proof by opposition. No. It's been too long since I actually did any serious math.
And we don't have Gemma here to tell us that it's maths.
Maths, yes. But I never did maths. I only did
one. Neither, because you know what? When you shorten it, you also get rid of the S along with all the other letters after the TH.
It's interesting, though, that we do have mathematics, but we do not have maths.
Because we're abbreviating it, so even the S gets dropped.
Interesting.
Why do you just take out the middle letters? Like the What comes after the H?
E-M-A-T-I-C. Oh, it's
an E. Why does just the E to the C get abbreviated? Should be all the letters after H.
Why does just the E to the C not get sung more? I thought you were going to make a song out of that or something.
Shoop-a-doop, shoop-a-doop-a-doop-a, E to the C. And if you put an M in between it, it gets squared.
Whoa. All right. So, yeah, speaking of Mahjong, there will probably be more soon.
Yes, we're going to play this
days,
weekend.
We will actually play Mahjong.
And maybe even talk about it.
Yes. Before, more than just like, oh yeah, I got Chiho the other day.
E to the C.
If you would like to get in touch with us, I am Garth
Squared.
E. G-A-R-T-H-E-E.
It's a little to you right on top of the M. Actually, in the corner of the M.
Is Mahjong Jen on Twitter. And... if you, she might even rap at you on Twitter if you like.
I do tend to rap a lot.
You only have to give her a little bit of attention and she will rap for you.
You get a lot of Eminem and Sir Mix-a-Lot too.
Thank you for listening to us ramble on about a lot of things besides Mahjong.
Should we go to our outro song instead of my Salt and Peppa marathon?
I wasn't sure what you were, what the plan was. But
we're talking about. Sorry.
Hey,
our German brothers.
Yes. So we're playing this weekend. Try to drag a few people along. You guys should come and play with us if you happen to be in town.
Yep, I'll make this updated on Saturday morning so you can still make it just in time.
Oh, also, coming up a little bit later from that, if you happen to be in town, the OE tournament will be starting next month. And there are qualifiers open to everybody if you want to play.
Yay!
So that could be something, that could be an option for us all to play Mahjong together if we all made it to certain parts of the tournament.
Yeah, hurrah.
Yay.
Tournament. Okay.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so...
sure. So selfish.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. Get in touch with us if you have any comments or stuff you want us to talk about. And we'll catch you later.
See ya. Da, da.